All right, thanks for joining me. We're going to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. I want to call upon the intercession of the servant of God today, Maria Esperanza. And I want to invite you to join me. It's always good to pray with you. If you're on hold, I'm going to do my best to get you on the air. Maggie will also be taking some intentions off of our Twitter page, and you can go there. It's at Drew Mariani Show. But do me a favor. Would you tell others about the Chaplet? Spread the news. Get others plugged in. I mean, we're seeing such incredible fruit, such incredible miracles that take place here every single day. And it's just always, I don't know, just it really, it inspires me and it deepens my own faith. If you want to get in, again, you know the number, 888-914-9149. And it's good to have Maggie here with me today. Maggie, who's praying with me today? Again, I'm sorry. Oh, Chris Flood. Chris Flood is with Chris. Anything you want to pray for today? I know we're connecting a little bit remotely today.
Yeah. I would just like to pray for anyone who is suffering from any illness or injuries.
Okay. We'll lift that up. I want to pray for a couple of intentions that came into my inbox. This person saying, hey, I'm requesting prayer for an autistic man. He's a vulnerable soul. His name is Juby. He went missing from his home. He has the maturity of an 8-year-old child. And he desperately needs help. His family believes he was kidnapped. They are frantically trying to find him and would not survive. He would not survive without them. Would you please pray for his safe return? This person says, I have a child with autism, so this really hits home with me. I'm praying with all my heart that he is found. I will pray for this young man who is in a very difficult situation right now. I also want to lift up somebody, and I'll share a little bit of this tomorrow. There was an email that came in to us, and Jennifer, I want to thank you for passing it along. It's kind of a unique intention. I don't have time to share this all with you, but I'll give you a thumbnail. It says, could you pray for my grandson, David, and Carolyn from Wharton, New Jersey. Thank you. He was in a bad car accident. He was air-vacked to Westchester Trauma Center. She said he had the Divine Mercy photo in his glove compartment that Drew sent me with his book. He's pretty broken up, but I think he'll be fine. Jesus, I trust in you. Tomorrow, I don't have time right now because we're going to pray. In my book on Divine Mercy, I shared a story of a man I met whose son was in a violent car accident and should not have survived. But the father trusted his son and the protection of his family to the Divine Mercy, and he put an image in the car. And when he went to find when the police called him to come and identify the car and to come to the scene, he thought for sure his son was dead. There's no way he could have survived. And what did they find? The son somehow miraculously came out of it unscathed, divinely protected, really. And there on the seat of the car was an image of the Divine Mercy. I have one in my car. I have one on my phone. I know a lot of people are now putting them in their cars or putting them in their houses. I would suggest the same thing, but... You know, Lord, we thank you for saving this young man, and we do pray for his healing and for his recovery. And let's pray now. We'll begin as we do every day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right, we'll take our first call. Patrick is praying with us today in Trenton, New Jersey. Patrick, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. I just have two prayer requests, if possible. My friend Cindy from high school, she was diagnosed with liver disease. They only gave her 6 months to live. I have been doing the Divine Mercy with her and like 3 or 4 times, and she passed 6 months by, so I was like, only God can say. So she's still fighting, and when I pray with her, she gets full of hope. And then her brother died a year ago in a car accident and a motorcycle accident, so I need to pray for her. Cindy and George, please.
Amen to that. All right, Patrick, and let's pray for you too. I know you didn't ask for anything, but thought I'd give you a Patrick. We lift up Cindy in particular. I pray for anyone with liver disease, anybody who is in the fight for their life, whether chronic or debilitating disease they may have. And Heavenly Father, today I come before you just as your child, as a humble intercessor, and I just ask that you touch those who are ill today, those who are sick, those who've been given diagnoses that they only have a few months or years to live. And I ask that you vanquish that cancer just like you did with Dr. Arrieta, and that you allow it to be the amazement of others for your greater glory. I do pray for anyone who's lost loved ones, those who mourn, and I pray protection over those who have who are on motorcycles. You know, I often shared I had an uncle that lost his life on one, so I know how devastating that was to my aunt and her family. And one of my kids just bought a motorcycle, and I'm thinking, oh, Lord. So, Lord, I pray for protection over my children and over the children of all those and the loved ones of all those right now who may be in any sort of dangerous activity or any increased vulnerability. I turn to you with trust, and I pray, Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, we'll go to California next. James is listening to us there. He's 11 years old. Hi, James.
Hi, Drew.
Hey, James.
I heard you were reading my mom's email at the beginning of the chaplet, but I wanted to pray. I am praying for a man named Drewby, a 20-year-old man with autism who went missing almost 1 month ago in Arizona. His family believes he was kidnapped and vulnerable. He's vulnerable and fragile. He is without his medication, and his family says that he is an innocent like an 8-year-old. We are praying for his safe return and a divine miracle mercy.
Well, James, I said this to you before. I mean, your prayers are especially powerful. The word I like to use is efficacious. They're effective. They reach the throne of God. So we'll pray for Juby. I'm going to join you right now in this prayer again. I'm glad you called in to share that. And tell your mom thanks. Thanks for sending that to me because I was not aware of the story. And we unite James's prayer with mine, along with yours. And Lord, I do pray for miraculous return, again, for the greater glory of your name and for the power and the promises of this chapel. We've had so many answered prayers for the missing. And I just ask in this very moment, Lord, that you return this vulnerable child, this vulnerable man named Juby, to those who love him so deeply. Keep him safe. You know, my cell phone blew up over the weekend. I had like 8 Amber Alerts on it. And I just pray for anyone right now that is in jeopardy, for all those under Amber Alerts throughout the country, or silver alerts right now too. And Lord, you know how families, where there's division, bring home those who are separated, those who are lost, those who are missing, and those who are away from you, Father, I pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, before we go to Al in Green Bay, I want to invite Maggie into the conversation. She's been monitoring a lot of the intentions that come into the show, especially over Twitter, and you can always post yours. Please follow us at Twitter. It's at Drew Mariani Show. And Maggie, what's happening there?
Teresa wrote to us. She said, I know someone who has family members that have been kidnapped. Please pray for their safe return and for the conversion of hearts for any of the gang members, apparently, that were involved in this kidnapping. Jeanette's asking for prayers for her friend Tony. She had an ovary removed today, and the surgeons were also supposed to remove her uterus, but the tumor was looking suspicious, and she's going to need radiation first. She is married, and she has an 11-year-old son who is Jeanette's son's best friend. We had an anonymous person write in and say, please pray that I can overcome my bad habits as a parent to be a better example for my children. And that hit me.
Yeah, what a good parent, huh?
I know. Sister Veronica wrote to us and asked for prayers for anyone struggling financially and for anyone with a serious illness. And then two more here. LP wrote to us asking for prayers for any Haitian missionaries. And John asked for prayers for his mom's cancer scan tomorrow, that they might get some good news.
All right. Well, we got a lot of prayer coming all of your way. And now that we're praying for each other, I want to remember those 17 missionaries that have been kidnapped, held for ransom down in Haiti, and for their safe release and for the return for the family of Colin Powell, who God called home at the age of 84 this morning. And we'll just pray for his soul and for all those that knew him and loved him. And let's pray for our world leaders as well. And let me sneak Al in here, too. He's listening in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Al, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. I'm glad you're taking my call. My wife and I are in our 80s, and we're very upset. Our son and his wife moved from Texas here, and everything's going fine. And I was going to give something away to one of their kids, which has our grandchildren, and got into a quagmire so bad that they don't want nothing to do with us or the rest of my family, and they won't even come down for Thanksgiving. It's terrible, painful. Drew. It really is. And another thing I wanted you to pray for too is I walk twice a year against abortions on the west side of Green Bay here, and a lot of us that walk get a lot of bad vibes from a lot of people going by, and it's not good. So hopefully, pray for that too.
Yeah, that's because you're on the front lines of something bigger than just a protest. I mean, you know that you're battling dark forces, and you know, your prayer is having an interaction with those souls and with those spirits. So I think that's why you get that reaction. Al, look, let me just say to you, brother, my heart goes out to you in such a deep and profound way. That's a wound that I don't know if everyone can understand or has felt. If anyone who's ever felt the rupture of a relationship with a family member, especially yours, you know, your wife with your son, I mean, that's just so hard. Prayer heals. Go ahead, Al. Go ahead.
If I did something wrong, we didn't do nothing wrong. We did everything right. We thought it was right, and now it's in the cry. It's just ridiculous.
Well, you know, that's what happens. Misunderstandings flare. And there's sometimes spirits of misunderstanding and misconception and spirits of division. Prayer is an ointment. The Divine Mercy Chaplet is a balm. It is the remedy. It's the ointment for these deep wounds. And my heart goes out to you because that is such a deep wound. Being shunned or having family division or no, you know, not putting your relatives wanting nothing to do with you. Lord, I pray for that right now. And I pray by virtue of all those united with me in prayer, by the passion and death of your Son, that you allow graces to flow to this man who walks the streets defending life and who loves his family very much. Heal those misconceptions and misunderstandings. Bring about a conversion of heart. And I re-echo this prayer for anyone who's experiencing that. Parents between children or siblings between siblings or neighbors or co-workers or friends. Lord, I ask for unity and healing. I ask for the healing of the memories and healing of the heart. And I just bring this to you because I know it's a painful and deep wound as I pray, Eternal Father. I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, our next call comes from Mary in San Diego. Mary, good afternoon.
Hi, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I want to pray first for my mother. Her name is Dorothy, for miraculous healing of her kidney disease. And second for my brother-in-law, Hank, who has Parkinson's disease and some memory loss, and I would like him to be my son's confirmation sponsor. And also for him to be able to make it there.
Right.
I would like to also, one more thing, can I ask
sure.
for, please,
sure.
to stop the mandate in California of children and adults and change the heart of our bishop so that he will offer our priests the chance to give religious exemptions. Thank
you. That's cool. Mary, thank you. Thank you for your prayers. And let's lift up all of those. Lord, I pray for freedom, respect of conscience. I pray for all those who are losing their jobs over this mandate right now. Right now, Maggie, why don't you open your microphone quickly if you could? And we want to pray, but Maggie was alerting me during the broadcast of an event that's unfolding in the city of Chicago where something like 300 officers may be resigning en masse. What was the latest there, Maggie?
Yeah, I'd seen a report that if they weren't willing to comply with the mandate, the vaccine mandate, that they would be stripped of their badges. So I had seen something that said around 300 police officers were lining up to have that happen, and
wow.
Mayor Lightfoot was calling it an insurrection.
I saw her over the weekend at a basketball game. I think it was a basketball game without a mask. Everybody around her had one on. But I just pray for hypocrisy and anywhere where there's division, misunderstanding, where there is division. I want to pray for those who are underemployed and unemployed, those who are about to lose their jobs, or those who are struggling financially. And I pray for an end to this pandemic, that you protect our country, that you give us blessings and grace. You protect us from disasters, from disease, from war. I pray for the conversion of our enemies, those who have nefarious intentions against us and those that we love. And I just put all these intentions within your merciful heart as I pray, Eternal Father. I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Nancy is praying in Mount Prospect, Illinois. Hi, Nancy. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thank you for taking my call. My husband and I have 6 children, and for the past 3 years, for financial reasons, we've been living in a 2-bedroom apartment. So we finally qualified for a mortgage, but the amount is so small, especially in the Chicagoland area. So we're just praying for God's will and that hopefully that amount increases with some additional paperwork we're submitting. But we do thank God, Drew, for the children he's given us, and we offer up our sufferings for that, for him, just in thanksgiving for everything he has given us.
You're a beautiful witness. I have to say that because, I mean, to be in a 2-bedroom apartment with 6 children, you could say, Lord, I have all these kids, why aren't you providing? But you're actually offering it up. You're returning it. And Lord, I pray for special blessings on this family, not only on their children, for their protection and their futures, but I pray that you really shower this family in your providential care. And I pray that this mortgage go through and you give them the perfect place to live. And I've heard stories, Nancy, of people who've prayed and people have given them houses. One day I'm going to write a book on God's providence. And I've heard so many of these stories. I know God is going to honor your faithfulness to him. I pray for any parent right now, Lord, that's contemplating limiting their family size because they just, you know, they don't think that they can, they can afford it. And I just pray that they do it the proper way, Lord, that they are open to life if it's your intention to give it to them, that they won't use artificial means. And Lord, I just pray for anyone who is contracepting now, anyone who is contemplating terminating their child in their womb. I just ask for mercy. I ask for the blessing on all those who embrace life. And let me sneak another call in here before we go. Charlotte is in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. Charlotte, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Thank you for taking my call. I have a son that's got trouble with his liver. In fact, it's very, having trouble having this heel. And they keep taking his food away that he really liked. And now they're taking the bananas and the baked potato, which is potassium. And so I'm praying for him that Jesus will have mercy and help him for his liver to heal. And then I also have a son that's schizophrenia, and he just won't go for help on his own. And I'm praying for God to give him the strength to get some help, or to God to please help him to get rid of this serious disease.
Well, you hang in there, Charlotte. All right, we're going to pray for your sons. I know you're a loving mother, and this weighs heavy on your heart. Lord, I give you Charlotte, I give you Mercedes and Gloria and Mary Kay and Sophie and Barbara and Dale and Nicole and everyone that's on hold with me right now that I can't get to air, everyone who's written to me, everyone right now who's united with me in prayer. And I know you hear our prayers, you know our intentions, you know every hair in our head. So I intercede on behalf of these souls, and I just ask in particular for your great mercy to hear them, to answer them, to shower them with blessings, to offer them protection, to let them feel your presence in a powerful way. And I thank you for the many answered prayers that are now taking place as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Our Lady, Reconciler of Peoples and Nations,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escrivá,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko,
pray for us.
And all you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hey, stay with me when I come back. You're going to love the conversation I'm going to have. I'll fill you in a little bit on the incredible life of Maria Esperanza, servant of God, who I personally met, prophesied the birth of my children, and so much more, the fall of the World Trade Towers, and a whole lot of other things. What she said about China, what she said about these strange new viruses. We'll talk to her daughter, Esperancita, who is going to be joining me, and a translator that I have been a friend with for a long time when I was shooting my documentaries, Kathy Chebley, who's now in Peru, will be joining us. And we'll bring you up to speed on what's going to be, I think, a really riveting conversation. Stay with me.
The Drew Mariani Show.
Connected.
Connected.
Relevant Radio.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forrester.
The Drew Mariani Show is here for you at 888-914-9149.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, it is just so good to be with you today. Thank you so much for allowing me to be part of your afternoon. Now, I think back on my own life, and I see how God has such an incredible mission, not just for me, but for all of us. You know, there were years ago, before I ever got into talk radio, I was a very young documentary producer. And I thought at one point in time, after graduating from college, I'd anchor TV news somewhere, and that's probably what I'd do. You know, I'd be anchoring the TV news from some major market. That wasn't God's plan. I got drawn into the world of documentary filmmaking. And when the Lord has a mission for us, He opens every door. I had the great privilege of traveling the planet, meeting noted Mariologists like Father René Laurentin when I was in the jungles of Africa documenting the last approved apparition of the Mother of God. And it was there when this world-renowned Mariologist heard I was doing a documentary on this phenomena of Marian apparitions. He says, look, you've got to go to a place called Betania. I never heard of Betania. What's Betania? And he told me about this small little farm in a place in Venezuela where a woman by the name of Maria Esperanza Medrano de Bianchini was having visions, not just of the Mother of God, but she would have visions of angels and saints. And she had the gifts that Padre Pio had. She could read souls. Competent eyewitnesses would see her in levitation. She was so respected by the local episcopate that she was allowed to have communion hosts put on her, you know, allowed to keep the Blessed Sacrament in her own home. Even other eyewitnesses saw communion hosts miraculously appear in her tongue. I was with her one day filming when I asked her to pray for a friend of mine, and I experienced this phenomena of bilocation. She read my soul, very much like Padre Pio would. She prophesied the birth of my very first daughter. I mean, she knew things. God gave her extraordinary, just extraordinary gifts. And quite often I think about her when I see what's unfolding in the world today. And I'm not here to frighten anyone. I think God, and by the way, all prophecy, I believe, really is imperfect. It's not perfect. But I'll tell you one thing. She had just an absolutely extraordinary gift. She talked the strange new viruses that would rise. And this is way before COVID-19 ever took root. She prophesied the collapses of the World Trade Towers. She warned us about going into war with Iraq. She is just an extraordinary, extraordinary woman. I had the opportunity to spend many hours with her. I had the opportunity to travel with her to different places around the world. In fact, she came in for one of the documentaries I did on Divine Mercy and her family. She had many charisms. And one of the greatest fruit of Maria was her family. You know, it was her family. They were welcoming. They were loving. And I'm joined right now by one of her daughters and her husband, Jim Foley. It's great to have with me Esperancita. And I invite her to stop by along with a longtime friend of mine. Her name is Kathy Cheble. And Kathy was my translator for years. Whenever I'd go to Venezuela, she was there. She's a very close friend to Maria Esperanza. And both of these people know the story of Maria, and in particular, the mission that Our Lady has given to her and to the world under the title as Reconciler of Peoples and Nations. And before I go to them, I'll share one other aspect here. If Father René Laurentin, who was in Africa, he says, you have to go to Bethania because it is there that not just the seer sees the Mother of God, but quite often the average person. And on March 25th, 1984, it was the anniversary of an apparition that took place in 1976 there. The family and friends all gathered in this little place called Bethania. And on that day, 105 or 108 people witnessed the Blessed Mother. There were generals in the armies, there were doctors, there were lay people, there were servants, there were people of all all walks of life that were there. And they saw her under different titles. And from that moment forward, competent eyewitnesses, and I shared the story of Dr. Arrieta with you a few moments ago before the chaplain, who received miraculous healings. There were healings that took place there, everything from cancer to AIDS. It was at this site that even a Eucharistic miracle would later take place. A host would miraculously bleed, be put forth before a forensic laboratory by the bishop there, Bishop Pio Bello Ricardo, and they found it to be human blood excreting from this. So it's an extraordinary place. And as I said, here are two longtime friends that I invited to give us some perspective on what's happening in the world today and give us an update even on the calls of Maria Esperanza. Esperancita and Jim, it's good to have you both with me today. Good afternoon.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. How are you, Drew?
I am well, Esperancita. So good to hear your voice. I think of your mother often, and I miss being in Bethania very much. I plan to go back one day and just spend some time in prayer. Let me welcome Kathy Cheble in as well. Kathy, good to have you back. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's wonderful, Drew. Just remembering all the marvelous experiences that we shared together back in the time when Maria Esperanza was alive. Such a wonderful, wonderful time. We cherish it.
For those who may not know the story of Maria Esperanza, and I don't have enough time to go into all of it, it's extraordinary. There's a book called The Bridge to Heaven that I initially compiled with Michael Brown. Then Michael did a second version of it. It tells her story. It's extraordinary. Where are we right now with the calls of Maria Esperanza? I know she's servant of God. We're waiting for miracles. Are we waiting for the calls to move forward? Where are we right now?
Bueno, hola, Drew. I speak in Spanish and Kathy translate.
Sí, perfecto.
Bueno, sí. La causa de beatificación sigue viento en popa.
You know, the cause of beatification is still going forward.
Y tenemos ahorita el apoyo del cardenal de Venezuela, Baltasar Porras.
Now we count with the support of the cardinal, the archbishop in Venezuela, Cardinal Porras.
Y se están realizando una vez al mes misas para poder hacer conocer la espiritualidad de mi mamá, de María Esperanza.
And he has allowed to have, and they're promoting monthly masses in order to promote the cause of my mother, Maria Esperanza.
En esas misas, un sacerdote que se llama Baraquino está dando testimonio en los sermones de lo que conoció de mi mamá a través de los testimonios de personas.
In those masses, Father Baraquino is giving testimony in his when he preaches during the mass to make her known to the people who are present.
Y además, participan personas que conocieron a mi mamá dando testimonio.
In those masses, promoting her cause, other people that knew Maria Esperanza also have the opportunity to share with the people present their testimony of their experiences with my mother.
Yeah. You know, let me interject for just a second here, because I really believe in the communion of the saints. I believe in the power of those who've gone before us, those who've lived heroic lives, and clearly Maria Esperanza was one of those. The mission of Betania, I want to talk about that as well, because this is not just about Maria. It really was about the fact that Our Lady came as the reconciler of peoples and nations. It was there also that a Eucharistic miracle took place, and healings and conversions are regularly attributed to the site. I shared the story of, as I was saying a little bit earlier, of Dr. Arrieto, a personal healing I had there as well. But the cause of Betania has gone beyond that too, isn't it? Because I know there are Betanias established here in the States. You know, there's the Betania in Venezuela, but then there's the Betania in Massachusetts, and there's many of these other ones. Share with us a little bit about the mission of Our Lady. She came under the title of Reconciler of Peoples and Nations. What she wants us to do, and how this message is now spreading throughout the world.
Bueno, la misión que la Santísima Virgen le encargó a mi mamá y a toda la familia de las comunidades de Betania en el mundo.
You know, the mission that Our Lady entrusted my mother, the family, and all the Betania communities around the world.
Es crecer en el conocimiento y en el amor de Dios y de nuestra Madre Celestial.
Is to grow in love and knowledge of our Lord and our Heavenly Mother.
Porque a medida que los conocemos, vamos creciendo en amor.
Because as we grow in the knowledge of them, as we grow knowing them better, we grow in love.
Y vamos estableciendo lazos con los demás para que haya una verdadera reconciliación.
And so we build bridges with others in order to for us to have a true reconciliation.
La Virgen le decía en los mensajes a mi mamá.
That Our Lady would tell my mom when she gave her messages.
Que las personas tenían que reconciliarse consigo mismos.
That people would have to reconcile with themselves.
Aceptarse.
To accept themselves.
Y saber que Dios los ama como son.
And to be aware that God loves them just as they are.
Pero en la medida que tú sientes ese amor de Dios, tú sabes que tienes que mejorar aún más.
But as you feel that love of God, you realize that you have to be better every day more.
Y en eso entra la segunda etapa de la reconciliación, que es con Dios. Dios nos ama.
And here comes the second step of reconciliation when we are aware that God loves us.
Y después, cuando Dios nos ama, tenemos que expandir ese mensaje de amor, hacerlo conocer a los demás, y entonces nos reconciliamos con nuestros hermanos.
So when we feel that love of God, we need to spread it out to others, thus reconcile with others, with our brothers and sisters.
Ella nos hablaba siempre de cuatro bases para poder realizarse como cristianos.
She would always talk to us about four bases or pillars to be able to realize ourselves, fulfill ourselves as Christians.
La oración, la meditación,
which is prayer, meditation.
la oración, la meditación, la penitencia y la Eucaristía.
Prayer, meditation, penance, and the Eucharist.
Que tenemos esas bases y el acercamiento a los sacramentos, todo se va abriendo en nuestra mente y nos vamos uniendo al Señor.
When we have those four bases or pillars and we have the sacraments, then we will be closer to God.
Ella nos hablaba de...
Maria Esperancita, hold the thought. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more. I'm speaking with the daughter of Maria Esperanza, bringing up to speed on the latest regarding Betania. I'll even share with you a great miracle that recently took place. And we'll also look at the future. What is Maria Esperanza predicted about what we're now seeing? These are indeed special times. That conversation and more when I return.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
Well, thanks for joining me. It's great to be here with you today. If you're just tuning in, we're taking a look at a woman whose cause is open. Her name is Maria Esperanza. I knew her personally, and I considered her a good friend. She had a profound impact on my life, and I've experienced the mystical gifts that few have. She's one of the most extraordinary mystics in the past 100 years, but also an extraordinary example of motherhood and the formation of a family. And so tightly knit was her family that at times, you know, dozens of them would even travel to faraway places, make appearances all throughout the world. At the site where the Mother of God appeared, there have been healings and conversions regularly attributed to this site. And it was a site where Our Lady came under a very beautiful title, the title of Reconciler of Peoples and Nations. It was here also that there's a church-approved Eucharistic miracle. And one day I'll share a little bit more with you on that. But now there are offshoots of Betania, communities and retreat centers based on her spirituality, and they're proliferating. I don't know what the number is now, 17, maybe more. I'm sure it probably is more. And they range from everywhere from, you know, New Jersey to Miami to Buenos Aires to Rome. You know, they're all over the world. And Maria's cause is open. I heard a story recently, and this was at one of those sites. It involved an 18-month-old girl named Juliette Medrano who had cancer of the eyes. And her right eye had been removed. Okay, her right eye had been removed. The doctors advised the mother to remove her other eye. And the girl and her family, they were anointed with holy oil. They were given a rosary. And they were also given a picture of Maria Esperanza. And little Julie took this picture, and she put away the Barbie doll that she had, and she held the picture of Maria to her chest. And it was really interesting that this little girl, she wanted the picture of Maria instead of the toy that had lights and all sorts of sound around it. So that night, the mother claims she woke up and she saw something that she can't explain. She saw a woman all dressed in white holding her child, holding Juliet, and telling the mother, disregard what the doctors are telling you. She will be okay. Well, the young girl had an appointment in a Manhattan, you know, hospital, I think a couple days later or the following weeks. And the doctors knew the case, and they were ready to operate. They were ready to take out the other eye so this girl would have no eyes. After a lot of tests, after a lot of examinations, after calling in multiple doctors, they could find no cancer, and this girl's eye was perfect. The doctors were absolutely bewildered. And you know what they called it? You got it. A miracle. They called it a miracle. I'm joined today by friends, Kathy Chebley, who has served as a translator for me for years when I was shooting documentaries in South America, the daughter of Maria Esperanza, Esperancita, and her husband, Jim. And Jim, let me go to you. You're American born. You had your own encounter with Betania, and we're seeing the fruit of it today. What's the latest right now? And you know, I know you're there, I think, in Massachusetts at one of those Betania sites, right?
Right. We have Medway, Massachusetts, is Betania 2. It's the only
physical founding of a Batania outside of Venezuela by Maria Esperanza when she was alive on Earth.
Wow.
And we have we've had generous donors that have helped us in the past to build up the place, and our benefactor died in March, so now we're going on and starting our retreats again because we were closed for COVID for all last year.
Wow. Well, it's amazing that it has proliferated the way it has, and the fruit of it is amazing. And I really hope to come out and get a chance to visit with all of you. Kathy, let me go back to you, because I was with you many times when I was conducting these interviews with the bishops, with these doctors, and with Maria as well. You know, Maria has spoken, and this is years ago, about everything from the time in which we're living to strange new viruses and diseases that would rise, to the threat of China. At this time, China was not even a concern, even to the return of Jesus Christ. Let's talk about what Maria had seen regarding our own times. When it comes to COVID-19, I know she predicted the bombing in 93 of the World Trade Towers, the collapse of the World Trade Towers, telling us not to go to Iraq. What did she have to say about COVID? Does this meet her prophecy regarding these strange new viruses?
Well, Drew, actually, I wouldn't know, but she did actually talk about a great contamination in the world and about two diseases that were going to come. And, well, we think that COVID might be one of them, surely.
So there might be another one that's coming
yes.
as well. What did she say yes. about China? I know she told me at one point in time that the yellow race would stand up. Are we beginning to witness that? I mean, earlier today there were reports that China has just demonstrated they have a hypersonic missile. They fired it around the planet at 22,000 miles an hour, and it can evade all of our military defenses, and we have some of the best in the world. What did she say about China?
Well, I think, as you know and you have mentioned, she received a message from St. John Bosco that said that the yellow race would rise, but her mission was not to warn of the day of gloom and doom, but the day of the new dawn of Jesus, of a new world, you know, a world of when men will feel God in their hearts and in their minds. And so that is her mission, you know, to lead us to that day, to go through the times of trial, but with the faith that we have, that Our Lady will be with us, that this will be hard times, but we will overcome them, and that will make us better people and closer to God. So I think that her message is a message of hope, not a message to dwell on the bad things that will happen. She said, it's not the end of the world. It's just the end of everything that is bad. So yep. we have great hopes for the future, and we know that God is with us, and yep. and so we just need to be reconciled and have solidarity.
I always love the title Our Lady came under, Reconciler of Peoples and Nations. And I wonder if that is a message or a title that will be needed in the future, that we can turn to her under that title. Who knows? I think Batania and the story is still unfolding. I know we live in very special times. She also, like St. Faustina and like the apparitions in Kibeho, Rwanda, spoke about how she felt Christ was going to manifest again. And I know she said he'll come knocking on the door of all of our hearts. So we don't know the day or the hour, but clearly Christ is drawing all of us. Maria Esperancita, I want to thank you for being with me. And Jim, I want to give you final thoughts. I only have about a moment or two for you, so let me do that. If people want to get in touch with you or track you down or come and pray at Batania too, what's the best way to do that?
Go on the website, batania2.org, either number 2 or Roman numeral 2. And in Venezuela also is Batania.
Batania 1, Batania, Luz del Mundo.
And we have a book that Father Tim Biley, he's the vice postulate of the cause of Maria Esperanza, wrote his book. It's called Grace of Batania, and you can get it at Batania 2. And if you call there or
María Esperanza y la Gracia de Betania.
Mm-hmm.
The Grace of Betania.
Sí.
Sí.
María Esperanza y la Gracia de Betania. Pueden tener información por allí y entrar a la página web de Betania Venezuela, mariaesperanza.org.
Yeah, the book is by Father Tim Byerly. It's Maria Esperanza and the Grace of Betania. And you can go into the Betania 2 website, which is betania2.org. And there's another one from Betania Venezuela. ¿Cuál es Esperancita, la Betania Venezuela?
Yep. María Esperanza, www.mariaesperanza.org.
Okay, it's, as you hear it, it's www.mariaesperanza.org.
Well, I've got to hold it right there. My love to Father Tim Byerly, who wrote that book. If you had a chance to talk to him, he is, for those who don't know, the vice postulator for the cause of Maria Esperanza. And I would suggest you turn to her and you call upon her in these special times. Kathy, I want to give you the final last 30 seconds. It's always good to have you here, too. It's such a delight to hear your voice again.
Oh, well, I would say Esperancita is the one to be able to say those last words, as she is her daughter, and so I would rather have her say those words, okay, if you don't mind.
You got about 10 quickly. Seconds now.
Bueno, gracias por la oportunidad, Drew, y los esperamos en Betania, Venezuela, en el momento en que Dios lo permita.
Thank you, Drew, for this opportunity, and we'll be expecting you in Betania, Venezuela, whenever it's God's will for you to come.
We'll have you back, okay? I'm out of time, though. I've got to take a short pause here. My gratitude to all of you.